Actually, I'm going to tell you that I saw a very interesting. I went through the question of kricha together with kshira. So there is a lot. There's because we shared him about it. There's a Rashi and Shabbos and Daf Nadalat Amar Aleph, where the Mor talks about a case of kshira, and the Mor says the case was kricha ukshira. Kshiro Kricha, Rashi says that Hainu based the Kifis. So the more talking about the loch of Klayim, the Mishnah says by Klayim that a person's only Chayim on Klayim if there are two stitches, stitches being going in and going out.
Okay.
It's called being Toich, a Tekifa. So the case where the more raises the question, if I would have two different straps of a strap of linen, and made out of linen and made out of wool, would that be a problem of Klayim? Wrapped around my hand.
Right, okay.
Each one independent. But they're, versus what, how can it be a problem? The Mor says it's a problem. The Mor says no tekifa. The Mor says he was kosher and he was karach.
Okay.
So Rashi says a lashon of based kifas. Now, the Beis Yosef learns Rashi that based kifas means based kshiris, and he actually tied it twice.
Meaning two knots?
Two knots. Okay. He knotted together. The Mordechai learns Rashi the exact opposite. The case was one knot plus wrapping it around, and that's equivalent to two knots. Mm-hmm. And he says, Rashi, hold it, that's equivalent to two knots. But the Eliezer Mimetz, the Ireim, the Sefer Ireim, the Eliezer Mimetz says, no, that only the Raisa has to be two knots, to be Chayiv the Raisa. So he says he learns Rashi like that, and the Mordechai learns Rashi not like that, but he says that there are definitely those who argue. But there's, and the Beis Yosef says there are those who argue that you don't need two to be considered. So a kshira and a with a kricha, which the kricha will hold the kshira in place, where the halacha is equivalent of two ksharim.
Okay.
So mimachlokes b'sharim.
Kricha is a wrapping.
Wrapping around.
It sounds like an aniva to a certain extent.
Well, it's interesting because aniva, we don't. I mean, some are saying it has the halachic equivalent of tukshara. There's even more. It's worse than aniva.
There's something right.
Right.
Do we know the Beis Yosef holds on that, and the Mordechai on the aniva?
I don't know what they hold. Okay, so. That was what I owed you from yesterday, right? Did I owe you anything else? That was it. Okay.
Oh, we didn't know if one knot with two strings, you had the kavana that it was going to be shalkayama.
Right. I don't think one knot alone without something to maintain is not going to be a problem. Right. Hamavash b'Shabbos. We didn't finish the introduction. We're holding the introduction of Mishabur. I'm sorry. Last little piece up here is mentioned. Introduction of Mishabur is Sifkat Nahalev.
Maybe he niyak basar on
that. No, it was a chose who in your.
Okay, so we said the case of prison, but basar got big a chole. If it was a full, the cooking, the roasting was full, was quality wise, was a complete roasting. So the chiyuv is like the size of a gregarious. In other words, the amount, which is the quantity, is the size of a gregarious. Even if it's in three different places. Now, even if the quality wise it wasn't fully cooked, it was only cooked to Mechel Ben Drusoy. Gam ken chayiv. Also chayiv, but Ella. Again, chayiv meaning a chiyuv chatos. But in a case where it's not fully cooked, quality wise.
Did the Rebbe skip a line?
I think we did it yesterday.
Okay, that's what we
started.
Okay, sorry.
It has to go all the way through. In other words, if I have it fully cooked on one side, whereas it's not cooked on the other side, but it's fully cooked or fully roasted. In the case it's not fully roasted, if it's raw on one side and on the other side it's half cooked, that's not going to be chayiv. Vimlav is potter, kinkas of a rabbam shom, b'halacha hem. Not for the Mishabur, but also the Nilchat. This, the issue over here of the size of the Gergeris is only in regards to the, whether how much a person would have to do to be Chayav a Korban. There's definitely it's definitely usur in any situation. So any amount of cooking, quantity wise or quality wise, is going to be usur. And he says even if the question of quantity, which we said before, there's then chatzis shir is usur min hatara. Now, big shmooze about chatzis shir when by Melech Shabbos, most shitas hold that chatzis shir does apply to Melech Shabbos.
What's that?
So if the chi of chatas is the size of gregaris, so he would cook a half a gregaris's worth. So it's also minatara to cook. She's not chayav a korban until the same way a person eats a half a kazayis in the vela. It's also minatara to eat a half a kazayis in the vela. But the chi of malchus only eat a kazayis.
Fine.
Some require to make it totally in the morning, brings two makaris for the yisr. The halacha of chatzis shir also minatara. The more numa, the more one makaris from is a pasuk. It says kol chaylev because al darshan any amount of chaylev. So some say if the makaris is kol chaylev, it's only things which are isuri achila dumi de chaylev. But the more brings another makar, which is that chazit zerufe. This is half of a maisa. It's called roi to mitzdarif. So if it's roi to mitzdarif to a full maisa. So therefore, it's also eating half a kazayas in the vela, but you could always end up eating another half a kazayas. So the first half is already also. So that would apply by Shabbos also. What the Achrayim said in Nafkamina is kochelo sounds like the Isser is bad sim, and it causes trufe. Some Achrayim learn if it's a bad sim, or it's just haka just because it could lead to something else. So let's say a person will come at the last moment of Shabbos and cook a half a kazayas is worth, a half a gregers is worth. Of meat. Mm-hmm. It's not a chilo. It's not right to be starved because the next one he's going to cook, he'll cook after Shabbos. Would the chatzis shir be also minotaur in that situation?
That would just be like low plug.
Well, it's a derisi, it's hard to say low plug. You know?
I don't understand how
what you're saying really is chatzis rufe a sibur a simon. There was some Achranim learned that the lomnus of Chazit Zerufa is the fact that commits Tarif means that each part of it betsim is it's not mistaber that you should eat a mashu, it's mutaminatar. Second mashu is mutaminatar. When you eat five of them, it becomes Osir. Like, what generates the Isir? What makes the five of them, if each part by itself is not a problem, why are they altogether a problem? So the fact that Chazit Zerufa is indicative of each one itself must be problematic. So that's the lomnus, there's no difference. If it's taka sora, that taka, because it could come, you're on your way to coming to Yisr, so that's already Yisr. So then I'm not on my way to Yisr, because it can't be.
This is off topic, but I don't understand how chatzis shir works. If to be chayav malchus daraisa, you need a full shir.
Uh-huh.
So why isn't the chatzis shir, how is the chatzis shir still daraisa? I mean, like, it's the same, like, let's say, isn't chatzis shir, like, wouldn't it be learned from the same pasuk, the chayav malchus and the chayav and the shear itself, so therefore, like, how is a chatzis shear not a chelik of the etzem maisa?
Well, the same way in the mashal, it just goes the other direction.
Like, how is it, like, it just sounds like it's like a, it, if I didn't know anything, I would just say chatzis shear is derabanan. Like, oh, yeah, obviously it's also derabanan, yeah. Like,
well, Rish Lakis holds like that.
Where do we learn shear out in the first place, though?
Aloha Moshe Messinai. Shear Aloha Moshe Messinai, so. To say that, you know, that the shirim come and go redefine exactly what the Isra Torah is, not so pashut. Right? The same way the mashal, you would understand that the way I describe it, a person eats a kazayas matzah. So the mitzvah is to eat a kazayas matzah. Halacha mashal is in it, it has to be achilas b'kazayas. Okay. So now he eats a kazayas matzah. You don't tell me the pshat is that the last mashal that he ate, which made it to a kazayas, that's the mitzvah. first mashu he ate, he cut into 10 little pieces and he ate 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Essentially, the last one is the mitzvah. All 10 of them are the mitzvah. He's been oisik and mitzvah every single mashu.
Okay.
Right? And that's how he starts doing oisik mitzvah. Then he stops. So he didn't fulfill the mitzvah, but he was oisik with mitzvah. Right?
Okay.
So now it's the same thing. He takes a kazayas and a veil and he cuts it to 10 pieces.
Yeah, but you don't get schar for doing, you know, a chatzi mitzvah.
You don't get schar means you didn't fulfill your mitzvah, but I can't point to the maisa mitzvah and say the last thing was the maisa mitzvah. Every single mashu was part of my... It's not pshat. That's right now I'm doing nothing. When I finally get to the end, then it changes backwards and it goes back and changes and now it's a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa mitzvah, which didn't come to fruition.
Right.
So here it's a maisa yisr, which didn't come to... The fruition by mitzvah is a key of mitzvah, and the fruition by yisr is a key of malchus.
So then the shah is then back to where we started then. If he knew he wasn't going to do it...
No, it doesn't help because over here, because since it's causally terufe, it could come to more, so your intent is not what defines it.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we... It seems like the proper thing to do then, if we're going to go like how we are with the example of the matzah, then that's all connected by time. You have X amount of time to complete the mitzvah.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, if you take 12 hours to eat the matzah, you're probably not going to be yotzei in the mitzvah of chilas matzah for Pesach. I'm guessing.
Right.
Okay.
Because by chilas is the dinner of sma.
Okay. So I guess according to for nevela, you'd also have
a same thing. Same time lapse.
So it seems like for every little segment of Lavin for Shabbos, then you group them accordingly by their time to come.
Well, Shabbos, actually, the shear is the whole Shabbos. So if a person, when he eats, person cooks a half a gergeris at Friday night at 10 o'clock, and he cooks another half a gergeris at 5 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, he's chayev.
Uh huh. So they're really not so similar in that sense.
Right. In that sense, they're not similar. The time lapse is by over there. Achil is not, you know.
I mean, does it matter if it's all in one helm or not?
If it's the chiyuv chatas, it would depend if it's one halam or not. As long as he didn't become aware, so it's the whole Shabbos. Okay, zok the Shulchan Aruch. Hamavashel b'Shabbos, v'sha'asa achas mishar malachas. Person did one of the malachas and any one of the malachas on Shabbos b'mezid, into being aware that it was Shabbos and being aware that it's usher, and he did it anyway. Okay. So the halacha is also the Shulchan Aruch paskins also loyloylam. This person, the Chazal put an issur d'rabbanon. The person cannot benefit from what he did, and that applies even after Shabbos is over. It flies loyloylam forever. Okay. Now we'll see. In the Mishmur will point out that even though it's also him to use the item as is, he's allowed to sell it. Right? He can't eat it or whatever the result would be. V'lachayrim for other people. Who we'll see in the Shabbat discussion, the definition of the people means what are people which if it was done for them. Okay, we'll see what that means. Definition of other people. Mutu the Matzoy Shabbos Miyad, they're allowed to use it after Shabbos without any waiting period. Okay, the reason why we're stressing that they have Miyad because we get to the when it comes to the lachas of being the henna from Malechus Akum, because also you can't tell a guy to do something, so there Chazal. Put a time limit after Shabbos. Chazal said you can't benefit from the malacha that a goy did for you if you told him. In a case where it was prohibited, to tell him you told him you can't benefit from that malacha that the goy did. And even once you Shabbos, you can't benefit. Until the time latches the amount of time it would take to have that malacha done. The result being, you got zero benefit out of the malacha done on Shabbos. So therefore, the motivation to ask the goy to do it is less. So over here, Chazal said, one Jew's not going to ask another Jew to do it, and he's not going to listen anyway. And if he does, you know, it's not one Jew asking another Jew. Either this Jew decides he's going to do it, and that's what he does, so adding this time limit as a negative motivation that you shouldn't want to ask the Yid, because, well, yes, you have to wait, wasn't really necessary. Whereas asking a Goy is more, you know, people's mind, that's not so bad. So if we tell you could use it right after a Shabbos, the guy says, you know this, I know it's bad, but if I ask him, I might as well have it right away after Shabbos, it's worth it. So no, you have to wait after Shabbos about the time it would take to get it done anyway. So the work takes 3 hours to get done, you have to wait three hours after Shabbos anyway to wait, so you might as well not ask him. So that's why you're stressing over here, it's miyad, it's mutter miyad. That's it was amazing. ubeshaykik. Let's say a person did it, forgot that it was Shabbos, or he forgot that this malacha is prohibited, and he did it malacha. Then he realizes, also boy by yoyim, it's also on Shabbos, gam lecherim. So nobody can use it on Shabbos. Well, the erev mutu gam lemiyat, and mutu Shabbos, it's mutu even for the person that did the malacha himself.
Erev is mutu Shabbos,
right? I'm sorry?
Erev is mutu.
Erev means over here, means it right, in the evening, right? So if you ask the goy, it's a different ball game, and that's discussed earlier or later. Okay.
Are we going to speak out other malachos as well, or are we just going to talk about it with Vashal? Because I have some questions about other malachos.
Well, let's see, Mishnah Berurah. There's a few points of the Bir Halacha which discusses other malachos a little bit, so let's see. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah is in cotton base. Bishabbos. To a person cooked on Shabbos. Now, the kol sheyesh shet savik plugta bezeh, you have what we call bishul alav. Let's say that it wasn't something which is not clear that it goes into the prohibition of bishul. Okay. Oyvashar malachas kiagavler, or not by bishul. Anyway, one of the malachas, the machloik is whether it was a malacha to do that, such a thing. Now, the person did it. And lesser b'di'ev, we're not going to ask the benefits. Chol yisur hazehu rak min rabbanan shekansuhu, that the chachamim gave him a kanas. So now, if it's a malacha, the chachamim gave a kanas. If it's not a malacha, the chachamim didn't give a kanas. Well, we're not sure. Second rabbanan l'kula, we'll apply the rule of suffering the rabbanan. The yisur the rabbanan benefiting is the suffering the rabbanan l'kula. So there we'll see when we get to some of the things which are. See, the Bir Halacha will discuss what about a Malacha Drabonin? Or this is all talking about, we're saying, well, by Malacha Deraisa, we're going to give this Kanas. But the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha says, "Vimu Malacha Drabbanan." It's a Malacha Drabbanan. I'm Bir Megadim. She kosa the Chadina Islahu. The Meshagel Tzarich Lahamten Ad Motzei Shabbos. The Bir Megadim says that the Yisrael Drabbanan also have this Halacha of waiting. Now, the reason why the Yisrael here was Drabbanan. The Yisur is the Rabbanon, and the Chazal did it partially as a Kanaz, partially as the we can see by the Rabbanon, they would say that they did it partially as helping maintain the Chumrah of the Yisur. Right. Well, can't benefit from it, so you're less motivated to do it. So if Meganim applies it to Rabbanon also, the more it does discuss it by certain Rabbanon, by Shehiya, the sugars over there of Chazdur and Chazar b'Yisur, you can't benefit from the Chazar. If a person puts in a fully cooked item, there's no bishul involved, it's dry, there's no wish of re-cooking it, it's fully cooked, etc. Person does the Yisur, doesn't follow the rules of Chazar and putting it back properly, because you can't benefit, you can't use it.
So how is this not shvus to shvus? And like, because it...
Shvus to shvus, if the Chachamim set up the system that they want this thing to be also, that would not necessarily be Shavuos to Shavuos. They can, the Mora says that anytime the Chachamim felt a need to strengthen the Risurim, that's not called Shavuos to Shavuos. Because that Mora calls it Elo Ha'lo Kaimoha. If you don't have this, you won't have that.
So then, also when we say Shavuos to Shavuos, is it also in the same category that you can't make a Gezerah on a Gezerah? Is it like the same type of thing, just specifically to Shabbos?
Well, the phrase "shus to shus" and "gzeira" is a specific type of usage. I mean, "gzeira" means I'm making something prohibited because it's protection for something. So we don't make fences for fences. And then the Morris even that, the Morris asks a few times, "I and Gzeira, Gzeira," and Morris says, "Kulachad Gzeira." Kulachad Gzeira means Rashi says, "Lila loyho, lila loyho, lekai moho." I need to make a fence, even an effective fence. So, right, if I have a very effective fence, I don't make another fence to protect the fence. Okay. But sometimes the only way you can make the fence effective is by having a secondary fence around it. So that's called kula chada gezeirah.
So that wouldn't apply here then.
But shuus to shuus is a situation where you would have two things. There's a confluence of two different points which come together. Amir la'akum on malacha d'rabbanan. You know, so there's an issur d'rabbanan to do this thing. That there's an issur amir la'akum. That's not gzeira l'gzeira. That's, you know, there's two things which came together. So the Supreme Gaon says it applies to the d'rabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah Halacha continues and says that the Gra holds not like that. Malacha d'rabbanan, he holds that they did not make a case, at least a case of shargi, they did not make asur. He brings a rise to that. Okay. Gimel. Achaz b'shar malachas. Oh, here we go. Okay. In malachas d'rabbanan, I'm b'ber grosh, herach l'achil, d'kuliyamim, also osa b'shargeg, ein leser, b'bidi abad l'yon semeno, v'ayim b'ber loch. Okay. In the case we did it b'shargeg, and d'rabbanan, that we're not going to ask. Okay. Lehanois, Lailam, Lehanois Mesa Malacha, you can't benefit from the Malacha, the Ksur Rabbanon, Chazal gave a Kanaz. Kamalka Mutla Lehanois, me the Meos Shalom Malacha, you can get the money, you can use the value of the Malacha, the selling of it, that's Mutter. It's Mutter Behanoa. So the prohibition is to use the actual item itself. Okay, so you have to kasher the pot. Because in the walls, there's blia or something, which is also to eat. In a case you're allowed to cook, the person who was deathly ill, and you're allowed to cook. So even though the law is, we'll see later on, that a bori, a healthy person, cannot eat that food. Because they cooked, even though they cooked the peheter, yeah, but we don't want the bori eating it, because then they're afraid again the person might cook extra for the bori. But that doesn't apply to the bliya. Because it's not be'etzim, there's an isser on the item, it's just that as the item, the action was done was peheter. So there's no real problem on the item itself, so the bliya is a bliya of heter. We don't want another Jew eating it, so, but the bliya we really didn't know, so in that situation.
So one of the so we said that melting metals are getting to that point is bishul. So if some bishogig said, you know, melt my gold for me, you're not going to eat the gold for certain, but your bishogig, they intended to do something with the gold, and therefore selling it would kind of wouldn't be in line with what their with the it wouldn't seem like there was any issue there at all.
You mean there'd be no effect of kanas over there?
Yeah, exactly.
Lachara. Okay, so mutl b'shogeg to Shabbos miyad. So we said acherim, it's mutter for other people, it's mutter immediately. Zok to Mishabura, v'afilu l'mishin yispashal b'shviloi. The person did it for mezid, he did it for, he cooked for somebody. Okay? So even the person he did it for, it's also mutter. L'abinu l'hamdan k'leisha yasu. We don't need the person to wait the time lapse enough time to have it produced. When a goy does it for a Jew, you have to wait. The Jews don't take Yisra Amir Lakam so seriously. We have a lot of Kane Pamacheris. Hey, you know, I asked the goy, the rabbi said, you can't use it on Shabbos. I use it right away after Shabbos. It's worth it to ask the goy again. So I have it right away for after Shabbos. So I'm sorry, no. You have to wait till b'chdeshe ye osu. Literally, is correct.
That's a deraisa, though.
Derabanan.
I thought the whole point was that derabanans. That we're not. And I thought
Amir la'akum on a deraisa. You asked him to do malacha for you on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So he did malacha deraisa. So I said, okay, now I'm going to go over there and benefit from this work that he did right away after Shabbos.
Yeah.
So next Shabbos, I'll ask him again. Because right away after Shabbos, I have it ready to use.
Right.
So he said, no. You have to wait till after Shabbos because they share yours. So Amir La'akum, they Chazal created a kanas of Elisha Yasu is the way you say Yeshivish, but that's Yeyosu is the correct pronunciation. Okay,
and this is Dafka with the
Mir L'Apum. Dafka
with the Bishul.
No, any one of the Melachos.
Hey, okay.
Right. I would say that Yeshu be a diamond. When a Jew does it directly, hey, last Shabbos the Jew cooked for me and I can use it right after Shabbos, so next Shabbos I'll ask him again to cook for me, I can use it right after Shabbos. I mean, you know, we're not, the Jew knows, who's asking, knows he shouldn't be, he's going to take it seriously not to ask another Jew to do it for him. In fact, he benefited one time, there's not going to be a motivation to do it a second time. Void, Yisrael lo yishmaloi. In general, the person said, listen, on the Chil Shabbos, that's my business. But don't you dare ask his help with the end of Chil Shabbos for you. Like, you know, I'm doing it, Like, hey, will you cook for me? No. Well, I should want to cook for you. I should go to Hanukkah cook for you. You go to Hanukkah. Okay. Now, Vimhoyim B'Matsoy Shabbos, Yom Tov. If the situation was that immediately after Shabbos went straight into Yom Tov, I feel a bishul beheter. The case was that he cooked on Shabbos in a way which is permitted, for example, in bishul b'Shabbos l'chama. Okay? So he cooked on Shabbos for a deathly ill person, which is mutar to do. So now comes Motzi Shabbos. So can you use the item? Based on a specific rule, the rule is ain't Shabbos mechter in the Yom Tov. The Chazal, either based in Sukkim or, you know, or Pasha, it's not a derisa, it's an asmachta. That the law is that Hachonus Yom Tov can't be done on Shabbos. Ain't Shabbos Mechon, the beginning of the first Sukkim where they're in Bay. So there's then it says, Why we have a Shisha Mechinu, Stam Shisha is Chol. There's Chol is Mechon on Shabbos, Chol Mechon on Yom Tov, Vain Shabbos Mechon on Yom Tov, and Vain Yom Tov Mechon on Shabbos, which is how. After Shalom works, it's a different story. But the Mora says over there, at least, like, well, Mandamar, you can't have one be Mechon for the other. Okay.
So that excludes the special case of the food for Chole. That includes that.
It's not because of Isser. The problem with it was an Isser. It's that Shabbos can't be Mechon for Yom Tov.
Okay.
In the Sarma Shabbos, Oysa Domer, Shadi Special, Bemezid, Belchim. Okay. So now this, he was Michal Shabbos b'mezid, and he cooked something. And the item which he cooked got mixed up with, he cooked an egg. Got mixed up with other eggs. Can't tell which one is which. So is there dinner bittel? That's the Magen Rum, the Enom Yisbatel. It's not bottle. V'asolah le'hot b'Shabbos, l'honest b'zid, he can't use any of the eggs. Now, the Shartim points out, even though mezid is also loy la'olam, there isn't in a bit of Motzi Shabbos. So Motzi Shabbos, he can eat all the eggs. That's not a problem. But on Shabbos, he can't. Why? The key with the Motzi Shabbos, yamotur, even before it was bottle, it was mutalach Motzi Shabbos. Mikri davar sheyesh lo matir and then a bottle fill up a elef. Kama shekazu yerdei saif simen kuf beis. No, sorry, stop. Fill up a elef. So there's a rule in Hilchos Bittul. It's called davar sheyesh lo matir and is not bottle even be elef. Which the Morris Lashon is, why rely on Bittul and make it and eat it through Bittul? I can wait another 5 hours and I won't need Bittul to rely, be matur. So, why should I do a Be'isr through Bittul? Wait till a few more hours and I'm matur. So, Enechanam, also in the case it wouldn't last until then, the type of anan which deteriorates quickly. So then the Lachos, it's not called the Rosh Hashanah, and it is Bittul. But something which could last until that period of time, you should make it wait. So now, I have this item here, which is for him, it's also forever. So if it's also for him forever, it's not the rotational material. So now it gets mixed in, should be bought. Right? But, since Zatim Mishabura, since for other people, the halacha is that it is mutter for Motzei Shabbos. And for them, it has the status of a davar sheyesh lo matir. So we deal with it, even the klapi, the person himself, which for him it's taka also forever, they can't be the bittul because you can't have the gabi him, it's bottle. The gabi restaurant is not bottle. That's not mistab. So we say it's not bottle. That's one way of saying.
And the bottle here, I'm sorry, I got a little lost. And the bottle here we're saying is what? Not, I lost what the bittul was.
The bittul was this egg would be bottle, now I can eat all the eggs.
Meaning the egg that you cooked in the
Isser,
he cooked Isser, you wouldn't be able to eat normally, but since it's mixed in with the other eggs that would be mutter, it should be that which you cooked in an Isser should be mevatel, and therefore you should be allowed to eat it.
Right.
So bittel means mutter to eat.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Is that also if you would take out, like let's say you would take out two? There's a whole bunch of eggs. Now I just take out two out of that. Would there still be a din bittel?
Once it's bottle, right, so you can take anyone out and eat it. Right?
I could even take out two and the bittel still remains. Because if it's just two eggs, if I had one egg that's definitely Osir Mitzvah Shabbos and then another egg with it, that's not
bittel. No, once it's bottle, it's bottle. Mashakosa, but you're some year there, but Sepsim Kup Bays, Hippo Kuzet, Nizamagan Romley, the Yashboy. And hold that a taka over here, there's a taka. Since for him it's also loyalam, it's taka bottle. The Chavaz Das says. Regards everybody else in the world, it's definitely double shesh material. In the case of Shargeg, it's mutter for everybody, mutter Shabbos, so it's a double shesh material for everybody. In the case of Mezid, for the person who did it himself, that's where we have Machlokes to the Magen Avraham, and the Chavis does, if it's called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir, Davar Sheyein Lo Matir. Yeah?
Can I ask a really random question?
Yeah.
What if the Maisa that you did, what if you did a Maisa, let's say you did Bishul.
Yeah.
You did Bishul, it was a Chazara issue, you did Bishul, not like Bishul, but you just did Bishul in terms of Chazara. Like you put it back.
I mean, the Isser of Chazar, not Bishul.
Yeah.
Not the right
thing. Not the right thing. Let's say, I guess because there's no way to undo a Bishul. But something that there would be a way to undo. Like, let's say you put it up on, even like the, I don't know, something like chicken soup. It was cold, you put it up. Let's say it's water. Let's say it's hot water. Now it's cold. I did Bishul on, now it's cold.
That's always going to be Bishul.
Right, so water is always
mushel. So let's say the case of the person did chazar, yes, sir.
Okay.
Right. So there, the Bir Lacha says, if you wait till the point where you're no longer benefiting from the mice of chazara, it's mutter. So the chazara heated it up. So if you wait till it gets fully cold.
Okay.
So I had the mushel. I had a situation. Somebody told me they're going to somebody's house, and they have to go. It's family, whatever it is, etc. These people are not familiar with Hilkos Chazara, etc., and they definitely do things which are awesome. So not to eat is going to be problematic, etc. You know, what should he do? In other words, these people are taking things out Shabbos morning, strictly out of the fridge, and putting it onto the blech in a way which is clearly awesome. So it's not Bishul D'Raisa, it's the Rabbanon, it was fully cooked, but they're putting it directly onto the blech without any, you know, in a way which is clearly not mutter. So you can't eat it. Can eat something which is put back the Isser. So I said, if you wait till it gets cold, it's mutter to eat it. You're not benefiting from the heat. But on the other hand, the mashal, let's say a person did brei rabbi Isser. He went over there and he pulled out all the things which are, he took the bad from the good.
Right.
So mixing the bad back in is not going to make it mutter to eat.
Why not? I mean, according to what Rebbe's saying, that's exactly...
No, because in other words, over there, the pshat is the Isser by... you made it something Osir. You did a Maisa Brer, you made it Osir. There was not was Nisbar. The fact that I go afterwards and I can't take back the Maisa Brer. I can make a new mixture, but the original mixture was never taken away. Whereas in the case of the benefit is the heat, not the malacha. So they're, once the heat goes away, they did an asr.
Well, can you do, like, let's say on Kshira or something, like, let's say you were, I don't know, on Kshira, let's say you were...
Well, it's not there, I'm saying, you know.
Right, you were kosher, and then you untied it.
Right.
Well, that...
Right.
So can I still use it? I mean, l'chaira...
Now you did two
of
them, though.
Right.
Okay, but let's say...
The guy forgot his shop, they turned off the lights. Okay, he turned the light back, you know, he said, we light on, you know, it's fine, you know, thank you, it didn't solve your problem.
Yeah.
All
right. You know, that's not a good example.
Right. Well, it happens, you know, it happens, you know.
Right. No, but that case with Chazara, is that because it's not just because that's a derabana, it's because...
I think it's how they set up the Isser of Hanoah from it. They call me the Henna from it. And over here, but you, the fact that I go afterwards and I don't know myself to try and correct, it's not a correction, mixing it back in. It didn't correct, the mice bear was nigmar, and you're doing the no mice back.
But is that mixture then permitted then to others, once you mix it back in?
Even before he mixes it back in, it's about to look at him. I mean, on Shabbos, if he did him amazing,
yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, if he did him amazing, so it's, no. Here, others, the Maisa Shabbos is still there. Is it still us?
It's still us for others.
Right. The fact that he mixed it back in wouldn't change it.
Okay.
Uba Shaygeg. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in the case of B'Shaygeg, it's also for everybody on Shabbos, and for Motzei Shabbos, it's Motzei everybody. So the Mishnah Berurah, Shogeg B'Din HaShogeg calls it B'Chol Shogeg. There's two types of Shogeg can be include both that a person forgot there was Shabbos, and a person thought this is Motzei to do on Shabbos. Either one of them is considered Shogeg. Okay? There's interesting Magen Avraham over here, we're fascinating Shiloh. I asked the rabbi, and the rabbi told me it's Mutter Dru. And then it turns out that I was Samech on the Rav, and it turned out that the Rav was wrong. That called the Einus. You know, what do you want from me? I remember I did my due diligence. I said, Gefret dem Rebbe. The Rebbe gesagt, sie doch mit dir. Was wird auf meiner Leben, right? You know, I did my due diligence. I mean, you know, I'm going to ask somebody who was right to, right? So, or it's called a shaygeg. Says the Magen Avraham's arrived. I get more in hurries, right? Her bezdin, right? So bezdin paskins alacha, and then people do alpi the bezdin. So if Rav Tzibra does alpi the bezdin, so the loch is that the Rav Tzibra is potter from the korban, the bezdin brings the korban instead. Let's say it wasn't Rav Tzibra. A yachid did alpi her Ros bezdin. I mean, talk about bezdin agadol. I mean, and the chamish, you're not a specific on more than, you know, bezel gadol. It means the bezel gadol sat there and passed it up a halacha, right? And the yachid did al pm. The more is the machloek is whether you're chayv for korban or not. We pass you chayv for korban. Now, if it's an artist, why is it chayv for korban? Vice versa, it's called a shoygeg. So the more of them hurry is not bezel bezel. It's more the even though I'm doing the right thing by listening to the bezel. Not only that, if I would go and say that it's us or connected the bezel, I would do that it was up in Mount Ray. Right, you know. Right. So, money, what about my life? Come on, I have to listen to the rabbi, you know. Yeah, but if you do it, you're called a shaykh, and then it's a difficult thing to understand. So Marv says over here the same thing. Shogeg b'din, even if the rabbi told you it's mutter, it turned out he was wrong. So, now there are some places where it's mashma, not like that, by the way, so that there's a lot of Torah in the Quran to be masber that. Gamlacher. Now hine is important. Bir lachem mishpura. Hine begemor pligi bin yeshagig amazed. Rabbi Yehuda. This machloek is exactly how the kanas was set up. Is a machloek seen Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So, v'das shulchan aruch is who das Rabbi Yehuda. Shkain eskimu harif haramam agaynim. That they pass on the riff of the ram pass on like the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda sheet as that shagig is also on Shabbos. For everybody, and Mezid is also for everybody on Shabbos and for him forever. But Remeir's shita is more kuladik. Remeir holds by Mezid, it's also on Shabbos for everybody, and what's it for everybody? What's a Shabbos, including him? And on Shoigeg, it's also for him on Shabbos, and for other people, it's Mutter.
On Shabbos,
right. On Shabbos, right. He says, B'gro, the Shita Satoisus, the Siatam, the Shaposak Rameir, the Mazen Osir, Ben Loy, Ben Lacher, and Mutter Shabbos. So Shoigeg, Mutter, Gam, Loy, Miyat. I'm sorry. Mashiach is Mutter even for him. So the case of necessity, we have a right. So if the person had no other food, the person cooked b'shage on Shabbos, he has nothing else to eat. So according to Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, it's also for everybody. But according to Rameir, it's also for everybody, including that person himself. Mm-hmm. Now, the guy cooked the cholent to b'shage, right? So listen, there's other food besides cholent. I mean, you're allowed to say that. That's not considered, right? There's other food, right? So that the person that the Rishon Zalman said that's not called tzarech. But in a case you'd have no other food, that would be called tzarech, and you'd be samechan the shita of the Tosfos. Now the Bir Halacha raises a question. What about malachas he brings from the Chayyadim where there's no change in the item through the malacha? For example, Hutzah. The item didn't really change. The person forgot Rosh Shabbos and carried something out outside the Rosh Hashanah. So it was B'shagig, it's Kar Shulchan Aruch, also family of the Jews left Rosh Shabbos. So even though I said, okay, I can use this item really here Rosh Hashanah, whatever, it's food, whatever it is, I said, I'll eat it. No, you can't eat it. Also, for everybody to let after Shabbos. You didn't change the item. So Chayyam said, this law doesn't apply. So he says, so what Allah does it have? He says, if it's shaggy, it's mutter even for him, Baba Yom. And if it's mezid, it's also lacherim and matzah Shabbos. There's some type of kanas, but that's it. And the last thing that the Bir Halacha adds, what about a person planted on Shabbos? He planted a sapling, he planted a seed. The halacha is that shogeg and mezid are the same. You have to uproot the item. You can't use the item. And that's based on a Gemara. Okay, now, you have some questions. Some examples.
So, for myself, you did chazara like in a Sina Chadasha without having a pot down, which Rebbe doesn't hold of anyways, or you know. It's,
okay,
let's say.
So it's over there. I can tell you what's it's a b'chayk. So you
right. Say, no, but let's say you did it even without the pot. I'm saying
right.
You did it without the pot. The food's hot. It's time for lunch. You have a whole a whole crowd came to eat by you.
So you're allowed to serve that. See, I have to tell you, Betzema Chazora, the Gemara over there talks about it, Musa, the Gabi. Chazal, Chazal said, people are going to be more makel. Chazal put some more teeth into it and said, we're going to ask a Shoigeg to Mezid. Because we don't have to ask a Shoigeg. The Gemara says, everyone will say, yeah, I was a Shoigeg. Right? I'll do the Mezid and say I was a Shoigeg, the Gemara says. That's the more of an Alam Ches.
Right.
So, whereas, in a certain sense, the rices are less, it's more mukkam to be makel. In other words, this hat over here that these worshippers are saying wouldn't apply over there. The fact that they did it, b'shagig. Right. So what are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to serve it. Usually the people who know that, know beforehand not to do it. My issue is more the person that says, I'm going with somebody who's not going to listen to me not to do it. What do I do when it's served to me? So I said, it's the way till it cools off.
Well, thanks, Max. Keep us in control.